Working in Australia is sold as an opportunity for people in the Pacific to earn good money and develop skills. And at the same time, employers here in small regional towns can plug some labour gaps. But the offer of high pay in Australia can be tempting for those who already have jobs back home. And that's led to concerns that the Australian government's Pacific Labour Scheme will contribute to a brain drain of an already limited skilled workforce in the region. ABC Radio Australia's Pacific Beat program teamed up with our regional reporting team this week to investigate. Here's Olivia Ralph with the story.
It's a cold winter's day in the New South Wales town of Cowra, but it's an oven inside the home that Junior Fido and six other Samoan men share.
Oh my gosh, it's so hot in here.
There's no gold in Samoa.
Every heater in the house is on.
Yeah, we came in the wrong time. But it's all right. Yeah, that's the only problem to us here is the weather.
The men are working at the town's abattoir. They're some of the first Pacific Islanders, of just 200 so far, to have signed up to the Pacific Labour Scheme since it began a year ago. It's a working visa program allowing men and women from 10 Pacific nations to work in low-skilled regional jobs for up to 3 years in Australia.
Well, in Samoa, there's a big list of people that are waiting for this kind of opportunity. 52 of us was on a list of interview, and just 7 of us has been selected.
Essentially, it's an aid program run out of the Foreign Affairs Department. But employers taking part, like Cowra Meat Processors General Manager Peter Brown, say it's helping to fill the gaps of an ongoing labour shortage problem.
See, we got to the stage where we just couldn't find enough labour, and we were averaging 5 to 10 workers short every day. And they're unskilled workers, but to give you some idea, an Aussie bloke might take 2 or 3 months to learn the job. These blokes picked it up within a week.
The workers are paid Australian wages, significantly higher than what they'd earn at home. Junior Fido gave up his job in IT in Samoa because he's now earning 3 times more.
Yeah, that's why I quit my job, because I know Aperture is better money than what I'm doing in Samoa.
But that's worrying Lionel Kaluat, who until recently was the head of Vanuatu's Labour Commission.
Most of the people who are going to the program now are people who are already in employment and already acquired skills. So it's a wake-up call for the Vanuatu government to really pull up its socks.
And it's not the only drain experts are concerned about.
The age range for eligible workers is 21 to 45-year-olds. Many of the women who government hopes will be involved in the PLS are likely to be mothers and very likely to be primary carers back in their home country.
Sydney University Associate Professor Elizabeth Hill is researching the ways in which the program might be impacting the families left at home in the Pacific.
Who's going to be looking after those children? Who's going to be looking after those elderly people?
Kathy Klugman from the Australian Federal Government's Office of the Pacific says they're doing everything they can to address these concerns.
We are dealing very closely with Pacific Island governments and the relevant agencies of government across the Pacific to maximise the benefits of the scheme and to reduce or eliminate concerns about brain drain. This is something we are going to keep working hard at.
It's hard, but I must make sacrifices to come here for the sake of my family.
Mother of two, Anne Natin Manunate from Vanuatu, is halfway through her one-year contract working in far north Queensland. She, like many others in the program, believe the hardship is worthwhile.
My husband isn't working anymore, so he can look after the children. It's a sacrifice for us so that I can come and earn some money. It's hard. It's true that it's hard for a mum to leave her family to come here to work.
For Junior Fido, settling into life in Cowra, away from his wife and 5 children back in Samoa, has been made a bit easier by joining in at the local church and on the rugby field.
Well, 3 years in Australia is not a short time being away from our families, but the main thing for them to understand why we're here, why we're away from them, is to, earn the money to support them.
Junior Fido, a Samoan IT worker, now employed at an Australian abattoir, catching up with ABC reporter Olivia Ralph. She was working with a team at Radio Australia's Pacific Beat.